And the fourth mistake of dealing or connecting with the inner child is to frantically want it to shut up. And that's especially true when the inner child is creating anxiety. There, I know many clients that say, well, I know my inner child is scared, so I'm meditating, I'm breathing, I'm journaling, I'm using affirmations, I'm walking. I just want it to be quiet. Well, that's not necessarily very comforting, right? That's like, you know, shoving, you know, I don't know, candy in a child's mouth when it's crying, hoping it's going to finally be still, but that doesn't really address the child's reason to cry. And it doesn't really address that inner child's fear that in that moment may come up when you do notice the anxiety of the inner child taking over. So don't see the inner child as something that needs to be managed. You know, it's, I just want to make sure it's quiet. And so you go tiptoey around it. You don't want to upset it, but you also don't want to have a real relationship with it, because it's all you can see it is it's crying, it's anxious, and that's all you really identify with the inner child. And so there is only the binary option of either it's totally overwhelming and annoying, or it's quiet and I can just forget about it. That's not a relationship. That is basically just, you know, a conditional management of a such important part of you. So what is a better approach is to realize that the inner child that is anxious is focusing on whatever it is afraid of, whatever appears like danger. And so you need to teach the inner child that, no, we don't want to focus on what scares you. We want to focus on what makes you feel good, what makes you feel safe, what makes you feel loved or seen. And so teaching the inner child that I want you to totally relax so that you can play, or I want you to feel so safe that you can discover more of the things that you have been carrying around, or I want you to know that you can tell me what you feel and then I'm going to handle it and you can let go. You don't have to continuously share with me, alert, alert, alarm, alarm, you know, watch out. One time is completely enough, and I will listen and I will pay attention. And for you to get there is simply not to go into a panic mode or a fear mode when the inner child is talking to you. You know, think about a baby that's crying. You know, we all know parents who are just putting the baby down for a nap and finally she stopped crying, finally it's all good. And then there is a little, I don't know, a floorboard creaking and boom, starts crying again. Oh, no, no. Well, at some point it becomes a relationship of, you know, something that just cannot be fully made quiet. And, you know, it's kind of annoying because either it's crying or you have to just, you know, basically, you know, be afraid of that it's going to start crying again. But maybe the baby is crying because it needs cuddling, it needs love, it needs, you know, some more attention. It needs us to feel that it's okay to cry and nobody is bothered or annoyed by it, and it can just freely express itself. So try to see also the inner child as something that is not a binary being inside of you, but some aspect of you that you want to learn to know better, that you want to get closer to, that you want to have a real connection and communication with, and create a bond, create a sense of also, you know, benefiting from this relationship. Some clients tell me that once they befriend the inner child, they actually have better relationship with their children. Because all of a sudden, playing with Barbie dolls makes total sense. And all of a sudden, going back to the playground and sitting on the swing is a blast. And all of a sudden, they can go into the imaginary world of a child or can understand the fascination of listening to the same story over and over again because they can relate to their children through their own inner child, who reminds them of why those things are so much fun or so important. So see the inner child as a part of you that can bring back a youthfulness, a joy, a playfulness, a certain kind of magic into your life. And that as much as you want to guide the child to feel safe, it may be able to guide you also to bring back something into your life that makes life softer, more open, less serious, and ultimately way more fun.